Grace you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have been a Disney fan since I was very young. The parks, the characters, and the movies have all played a very big part in my life. As you can tell, because I'm willing to wear this for even a few minutes. I'm going to take it off now, though. It would be hard for me to pick out a favorite of Disney's animated films, but I'm certain that The Lion King would be somewhere right near the top for me. And by far, one of my favorite scenes in that movie is when a very lost and confused Simba has a conversation with the spirit of his deceased father, Mufasa. Let's take a listen.
Simba, you have forgotten me.
No, how could I?
You have forgotten who you are, and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king. Remember who you are.
No, please, don't leave me.
Remember.
Father.
Remember.
Don't leave me.
I thought of this scene as I read through our Old Testament text today from Isaiah. Both the epistle and the gospel readings for today are wonderful preaching texts. But I could not get my mind off of the first couple verses of our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 51. And I'd like to read these verses for you again. But I'd like you to listen to these verses with the echo of Mufasa's words in your head. Those words, remember who you are. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. These words from God through the prophet Isaiah were spoken to the people of Judah, spoken to them in the wake of Israel's demise and Judah's impending doom. You see, though the people of Judah had once enjoyed God's favor, they had since turned away from God. By turning away from God's covenant with them, and for their disobedience, they as a people were about to be conquered. But all was not lost. For God told them that after a time of suffering, He would again restore them and He would bless them. For they were still His beloved children. And for them to hang on to that hope, they simply needed to remember who they were. And remember what rock they had been cut from. They were the sons and the daughters of Abraham, which meant that they had been cut from the rock of God Himself. For as Abraham became a son of God, and thus the heir of God's kingdom, so all of his descendants became sons and daughters of God, and were thus also heirs of his kingdom. In the beginning, God made Adam and Eve in his own image, and he breathed into Adam his own breath of life, which in the words of Isaiah meant that Adam and Eve and all of their would-be descendants were hewn from the quarry of God's being, made in his image and filled with his spirit. But they sinned, and that image of God was lost until God began a restoration project through his servant Abraham, which then culminated in his son Jesus. You see, through Jesus' death and resurrection, we were forgiven of our sins. And through our faith in Christ, that faith which was given to us by the Holy Spirit through the water and the word of holy baptism, God has recreated us into his image, and has thus once again made us to be his sons and his daughters. And thus, as his sons and his daughters, we are also now once again heirs of his heavenly kingdom. Paul, writing to the church in Galatia, wrote this: "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." And thus, as we face the sorrows and the struggles and the setbacks in our lives, may we remember who we are and remember what rock from which we have been hewn. We are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. By faith, we are the children of Abraham. We are ones for whom the Son of God gave his life on a cross. And we are ones whom the Son of God has gone into heaven to prepare a place for. Before you let the trouble of the day get the best of you, remember who and whose you are. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Maker and our Redeemer. Amen.